No? I don't think there's any news except a probable change of plan. I think probably that I'll have to come back here from Cleveland and stay here until, anyway, midnight Sunday night, and maybe stay over until Monday, and then go to Hyde Park.
Any particular circumstances that impel that, Mr. President?
No, except that there are things coming in all the time. Seems wise to keep him pretty close touch.
Mr. President, Mr. Rookie, in some of his speeches, has referred rather caustically to your reference to my ambassador in connection with Joe Kennedy. Could you give us some background in your reference to my ambassador?
Oh, I don't think that we'd better take up a political thing in a press conference. It's really a political thing. Some of you in Washington know the difference between a minister and an ambassador. Don't check the State Department. I think I might say something about it tonight. Curtis Wright plant and the Bell plant, and then down to Lackawanna, the Lackawanna steel plant.
The Bell plant?
Yes, the old Lackawanna steel company. Just about. That's exactly. I looked at it the other day and I said to myself, no change. I said, no change. I can only talk you off the record about the neutrality proclamation without grief, and this really has to be not the background even, but off the record. It's a little bit difficult situation because the Italian minister is still in Athens. And the Greek minister is still in Rome. So that puts me in a sort of difficult place, doesn't it? So that's about the size of the present time.
Is that the same situation apply to freezing of credits, sir?
No, that's a different thing. But the freezing of credits is based on the control. This is also off the record. The freezing of credits is based not on diplomatic relations, but on the actual occupation of the financial centers, resources of a one nation by an invading nation. It's a little bit different. You see the difference.
Mr. President, can you give us a topic to repeat tonight? You can take a page.
Number four.
Number four.
president has reported the government is contemplating the construction of 15 or 16 new airplane plants. Do you have anything you know you could give us?
Only as, we put this as background. I've been a little amused at the way some people, both former Republican leaders, this is their background, have taken the announcement of night before last about an addition of 12,000 planes. Obviously, you can't simply go to Sears Roebuck and get them off the counter. You have to have facilities to build them. The present facilities that are now turning out planes in this country, actually turning them out, are insufficient to meet the old orders, the British and American orders. We all know that. Therefore, we've had to give orders, one way or another, for the extension of plants. And those plants were the old orders. Are now under construction. Well, just for example, some of you people went up to the plant north of Baltimore with me. They are actually in the middle of constructing a new plant as part of the old plant, but about half a mile away through the woods. Remember? That means, of course, not only putting up a building, but tooling it and training the people to run the tools. And that relates to orders which were given, have been given since last spring, both for American planes and British orders. Now, night before last, it sounds sort of, as I call it, kindergarten stuff. I had to say it that way. A new order for 12,000 additional planes over and above the old order means obviously that the Defense Council has to arrange either through private capital or government loans for the building of more plants to fill more orders. Well, that's a kindergarten stuff, that's all it is. And there will have to be, of course, in order to turn out more planes, there will have to be more productive capacity. Did I ask a question?
Say roughly how many plants
are taken? I have no idea at all.
The desire
to give orders for 12,000 more planes communicated to us was passed on with the hope that there would be favorable consideration by the Defense Council.
Has the Defense Council acted on it, Mr. President?
Not that I know.
Mr. President, is there a new American program in addition to the new British program?
There may be as soon as Congress gets back. I don't know. In other words, we haven't got to that because we're finishing the plating of the orders. I say finishing it. You know the totals are now nearly 9 billion. A couple of weeks ago there were 8 under the old orders, under the old appropriations. And we haven't got to the point, because Congress isn't here, we'll probably work out the new program as soon as Congress meets.
Is that a lot of background also?
No, I think you can use that. That's my background, that background.
Fred, these programs are all predicated on the assumption that the British are going to keep on fighting, so we wonder if Congress will
actually
come to any number of people. What? I think this whole program is predicated on the assumption
it isn't based on any assumption except that we're trying to get a productive capacity of 50,000 planes in this country. That's the only assumption you can make.
Mr. President, stories were printed last night that the Sperry Gyroscope Company is about to release a bomber site to Great Britain at the with the approval of the Army. Is that story correct, sir?
I haven't the faintest idea. If it's like other stories, it isn't.
It's that
simple.
President, I wrote the story, and the story says that the Sperry Company is manufacturing a bomb site experimentally in limited quantities to the Army. The story also says that the Norton bomb site
manufactured mass production for the Army and Navy was not being used.
Now, this has got to be off the record, too, but just by way of what when I say warning, I don't think that any bomb sites have been released, of either the Sperry bomb site or the Norton. Now, of course, it's possible that there may be being built in this country bomb sites on British oil. That's something that occurs to me that ought to be looked into. That's a very great possibility. Even by the Sperry Company.
Would that be on British specifications, sir?
Yeah, of course.
Not involving any of the principal guards.
No.
Well,
the story is that the automobile industry might take subcontracts from the parts, and the plant actually assembly
plant. Didn't Mr. Knudsen say something about that the other day? I think he did. Because that's one of the things that Mr. Knudsen and the other members of the Defense Council have been studying. And of course, it's entirely possible they may use automobile plant facilities to turn out many, many parts of airplanes. And then, as you suggest, have them assembled somewhere else. That's just a logical development in a program that is being set up by a production expert.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President.
We won't see you again?
No, I'm not Sunday. What?
I like that book. Don't you?
Yes, very much. Yeah, I like it. All right.
Learned
a lot.
We're going to Puerto Rico.
The missus doesn't like it.
Huh?
The missus doesn't like it so much.
No?
No, she says that you discovered a whole lot of things.
She's
been deceiving me. All right. Good to see you.
Listen, these people tell us Dixon Railway Company won't be the same as Bob Gates.
Yeah.
That from the middle of the stream came out to the middle of the stream. Churchill and him and the boat already in the double.
True.
Yeah, this man knows nothing. He's so ignorant. He's so ignorant that he makes an answer.
And then did you know a thing which you can tell your missus but don't tell anybody else? The poor old Chamberlain is not going to live more than a month. No, he had a very bad cancer.
We don't talk about it. Bob Allen was more than $500 in Pennsylvania, Utah, Pennsylvania, Our cousin at the top of the office building down the south. In a week.
No big ticket.
No, nobody's taking no ticket any part of
it. I know, it's all about money. So in New York, they won't take it. How'd you like that, President?
Okay. Learn something about what's going on.
What?
President.
Yes, sir.
The president of the press club is the president.
Well, is the press club going to give me another statement?
We are, sir. They've been asking me, and I haven't really had a chance to ask to put it up to you, to change that date from November 9 a little bit, because following the campaign, a lot of the points are going off on that.
I know. Well, you know, here's my trouble, as I told you before. I am completely vague as to plans after the 11th.
Well, you have warm spring.
They go to warm spring, and they go down the river. I need about 72 hours of sleep now. And I may go down the river of the bay, which I can do easy because I can always get back here in a few hours. And I don't know when I'm going. I can't make plans. That's trouble. In other words, I want to hold myself quite frankly free to skip off.
Well, I suspect then we'd better go ahead with the 9th.
All that glass here is flooded. We can't fix it up with
anything. No, we were thinking about throwing it into the league at 26.
The problem, there's no trouble. The following week, if I can, I want to go to Hyde Park the weekend. Clean up on the library up there, more or less the winter. May not be able to do it, that'd be what, 16? I may not be able to do it for 22. Also, I want to go down and get sleep somewhere. Also, if things clean up, the end of March, then I want to go to Warm Springs. Thanksgiving and the 21st. Well, what I'm doing, frankly, our first party, first and only date I have made with the missus, was the 15th of December. And I'm trying to keep things absolutely clear and free until then. Whoever be here tonight, be here the last.